All right, call the July 15 special select board meeting to order at 6 p.m.
Okay, so we do have some additions, deletions, and amendments. We wanted to talk about the minutes, Kate, so we can approve the minutes from the July 1st meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We added to have the three of you decide on who you would like to be the minutes clerk for the select board. Because we have an individual who has...
Oh, I thought you were raising your hand.
No, no.
I was like, Bobby's
congratulations,
Bobby!
I was scratching my head.
She's like, no. Don't do that.
And then I got a letter from the state PVR about the reappraisal. So that's just... I'm just required to tell you about it.
All right.
It's not anything major.
Any expectation as to start date?
July.
Sometime in July. I talked to Ed over at NIMRIC, who we have the contract with, and they're just finishing up wherever they are now, so it'll be in the next few weeks. So we'll just start here. So the PVR letter just lets us know that per Title 32 VSA and then Section 4041A-B, it requires a municipality maintain the education grant list with a coefficient of dispersion that is at or below 20%. Currently, we are way outside that 20%. So this is basically a letter that's saying you need to do a reappraisal.
Mm-hmm.
We already have it on the books. It's going to start soon. So this is kind of a moot letter, but I am required to talk about it.
Okay. Sure.
So that's all set.
I had an addition, actually, and maybe it fits in under ethics complaint resolution, but I just wanted to make a statement about some things that were said last meeting, if I could.
Oh, wait, so do you want to do it under the ethics complaint resolution?
Yeah, maybe before we get into that, just so it's kind of in that area.
Okay. And then the other quick one is the Justice of Peace are going to be on the general election ballot on... whatever that first Tuesday is.
August 11th. Oh, the general election is November 3rd.
Yeah, okay. So because we are inputting them so that they will be pre-printed on the back of the actual ballot, the election division will do that for us at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a motion, a second and a vote that we are approving that the nominees can be mailed to all people, like all registered voters. Because the state mails the general election ballot to everybody. So I'm required to make sure there's a motion and an approval that the select board says it's okay to mail them to all registered voters in Sheffield.
Okay, I'll make the motion to mail it to all registered voters of Sheffield.
Mail what?
Mail the list of Justice of the Peace candidates.
Okay. To mail the ballot for voting for the Justice of the Peace candidates.
Correct.
To all registered voters.
That sounds correct. I will make that.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
No opposed? Perfect.
Okay, so do we want to just take a step back and just deal with the minutes quick?
Sure.
I know you had some comments about the minutes.
Yeah, I was just hoping to add a little more context in here. And this is really stemming from... Well, there was a few things. So I guess first was that I really thought it was important to add what Michelle had said about Eric, about you also being involved, mm-hmm. because that kind of brought on Carolyn needing mm-hmm. to be involved. And so that I also wanted to add, you know, that Carolyn had been, I believe she had agreed to help if needed. So I thought that was important to have that in there too, just so that it doesn't look like there's any other conflicts. And then I thought it would be really, I also thought it was important to add what Beth Quimby had said prior to leaving, because I think it's important that the public knows that the you know, stipends for employees is not something that is unheard of, and the schools,
or
new, and the schools, it sounds like the school district or whatever Beth's wording was, does that for teachers
mm-hmm.
if they opt out of health insurance. And so I just think it's important to have that in there for some additional context. And then I thought it would be good also to add the bit that John Simons had said before he left about the importance of attracting and retaining staff so we don't find our position ourselves in a position that other nearby towns have been in. And I didn't have the recording to know exactly what either one of them had said, but now I know that's up, so.
Yeah, it took, because the last meeting was so long, I had to figure out how to get the recording on the website because it has to be a certain size in order to upload it.
And then the last thing was about me updating the policy. I just wanted to clarify that I was making the changes that were agreed upon to the document using track changes in Microsoft Word, and that the document would be provided to the board for approval and signing off on. So, free to talk about it. Those were just things that were kind of important to me and I think would be good additions to the minutes.
Agreed.
Yeah, no concerns here. The only issue that comes up, we do have to make sure, because these have to be posted within 5 days of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have concerns about it in the future, just make sure we get those in.
Within before?
Those, yes.
Okay.
So that way we're still within the time frame required by the state. And obviously, normally we have the tape recording up a lot quicker too, but
it's
obviously
usually like by 9:30 the Friday after the meeting, but like I said, it was so long I had to call the website people to figure out how to get it on there.
Gotta love technical difficulties.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the minutes.
So I would approve them then based off from those revisions.
Okay, so you want to make a motion then to...
Okay, I make a motion then to approve the minutes from the July 1st meeting with the revisions as mentioned.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. So done. Now the minutes clerk.
Don't look at me, that's your decision.
So obviously, Alicia, this is becoming kind of a hardship.
Yeah.
Based upon the amount of time that we are
here
and the amount of days that we are here. It's not like the meetings of old that I know Max remembers well and fondly. So with that in mind, we need to consider hiring a select board clerk. Most likely would be probably the best frame of reference for it. Potentially as in another assistant town clerk role. If we can hire somebody to primarily be here for select board minutes, agendas, and probably working on policies and such that as we come up with them, then that way it takes the burden off of our town clerk staff and will hopefully make things a lot more efficient. I think we were thinking minimal number of hours a week, like something like 10, I think was the...
I would say that would probably be good to start. And then obviously as you guys get more into updating current policies and then writing policies that we don't currently have that we are required to have.
And ordinances.
And ordinances and such that potentially when we get into the new budget year, we can up those hours to be... like with the rest of us, so it would be like a select board clerk / assistant town clerk so that they can have all the rights that we have as the clerk and the assistant town clerk and be here and, you know, codes the doors and keys and all of that sort of thing as the assistant town clerk, and if one of us is sick, be trained to at least be able to help people who come in and then be able to take care of your paperwork, you know, agendas, posting the agendas, updating the website with your agendas and minutes and that sort of thing. Because the 5 days is hard for us to get the minutes up because, of course, we have no later than Monday. And, of course, we're not here Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday. So pretty much 3/4 of the day on Friday, Felicia's typing minutes.
Which is the same day that checks go out. And
which is the same day as checks and all of the weekend mail and all those things.
What does Wheelhawk do? I noticed there was they
have a
taking
clerk.
Their minutes.
They
so,
have a clerk.
Is she an assistant
I think it's
town clerk?
Melissa
or?
Reinhart. No, she's just a minutes clerk.
So,
I think she gets, from what I remember, and we'd have to get clarification from Wheelhawk, but they have like a per meeting stipend. So it's not an hourly rate. It's like $150 per meeting. And that, so after the meeting, she has to do all the minutes and have them all ready for the board to be posted in that 5-day window.
And I think the big reason for having it as a joint select board clerk / assistant town clerk is, let's say both Eric and Felicia are unavailable, we wouldn't be able to meet in this space because of the, so as long as there's a town clerk or their representative here, then we're able to get in and out, and just because of the records and things that are here for security sake and privacy issues. So
do we have somebody in mind for said job or no?
We have somebody in mind, but I'm not sure she will take it yet. We'll have to have a conversation with her a little more in depth.
I could also talk to somebody else.
And we have a second.
And what are we thinking we're going to pay this person? The $150 a meeting for now?
Well, if they wanted to start with just being the minutes clerk, I mean, that would be reasonable because it's obviously the meeting and then however long it takes them after that to get all the minutes typed up and ready.
No benefits or anything, just a stipend just for now.
Yeah, just a stipend for now.
Mm-hmm. Can we afford that?
We can afford that. Because it's only August, one meeting a month. August, yeah. September, yeah. October, November, and December.
We need to get back to that.
Oh, Ben, would you like to be a select board? We meet an hour maybe once a month. It's mm-hmm. really no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how's that going, Eric?
I sold you ice.
Yeah, you did.
you thought you were just buying it on your own there. Yep.
I think if we could go the route of hiring somebody kind of like on an as-needed basis, I think that would be like a better way to kind of test this out than to like hire someone.
Correct. Right. Plus, full-on. Hiring somebody to be like full part-time, our budget can't do that this year. So okay. That would be more of a... what are your needs as the board?
Mm-hmm.
And can that person transition into that role coming into the new year?
Well, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do.
Okay.
I make a motion that we find a minutes clerk, pay them the $150 per meeting until town meeting day or whatever. And see how it goes.
I'll second. All in favor?
Yep.
All right. All right. So done.
All right. Okay.
What can we spend
some time? I didn't think to make a copy.
All right. So there's that. That's done.
Did you second?
Sorry. Is that even
second? I seconded.
We're trying to get payroll done like we had last second.
The radio silence is for making copies. For those listening at home.
Yeah. Some whole got music.
Yes.
That account suing him or he's suing him.
He was suing us based on the eviction because the town bought it at tax sale. And then he failed to leave.
And so he sued the...
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what a world we live in.
God bless Vermont and the judicial system.
Yes.
And the legal aid attorney that we're paying.
That's right. So we're paying for both of them.
Yep.
Now we're having fun.
So funny, a copier is one of those noises that you hear and you're instantly like, copier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have thought there was going to be a day that those things would become obsolete.
Copiers?
The technology the way it is.
Well, the problem is you still have to have a lot of paper. Oh, sorry. You still have to have actual paper records and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm missing the agenda.
budget.
That's for the next part.
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, the big thing is make sure we got through the.
I don't have my glasses on either.
Do you need a set?
No.
I keep it extra.
It's printed pretty well. I hold it over here. My arms are still long enough, so we're good.
Well, if not, I can hold that. So I think that's for the part time you're on, right? So part time benefits are still on there. Because if we're good, I think we can probably move into the ethics complaint resolution. Kate, you'd like to make a statement prior?
Yeah. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think in the July 1st meeting, there were just some things that were upsetting. I think to me to hear, Michelle mentioned that she thought that I had orchestrated, the new policy and that I pushed for it. And I just felt like my belief is that that's just simply untrue. There was a lot of discussion that went into the employee policy, and I really viewed it as a policy that was going to be for all employees, full-time and part-time, because we realized that, upon reviewing our policies, that they were pretty lacking. And, I was involved in this, and I shouldn't have been, and I should have recused myself, and that's a regrettable mistake and something that I'm definitely having to learn from, and have since completed the ethics training, and it's very clear that I should have recused myself. But I don't think it's fair to say that I created this and that I pushed for it. I did support it, as we all supported it. It was unanimous vote on it. So I just wanted to clarify that I don't think that's true.
Alrighty.
I agree.
Thank you.
All right, then, so as far as the resolution went, I know Erica, you did the primary investigation, had Caroline, or Carolyn, assist you with that. So everybody read it. Does anybody have any questions about it first off? Specific questions or anything that we need to?
Is this the result of the investigation?
Yes.
It's not the letter from the shell.
No, that was the top portion. And she was also here in person too.
I will say that there were some things that we talked about in executive session that isn't on record, and I think that that's hard because I think had we had some of those conversations outside of an executive session, it would have given people more context of what we were really discussing, but some things can't be discussed in
right.
an open session. They have to be discussed in a private session, and so...
I agree.
Some of that is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But I fully agree that I should have recused myself.
But with that being said, the people that are sitting in this room right now really honestly care about the town mm-hmm. and what's best for the town and everything, you know, so.
No, I think we all can definitely agree upon that, and obviously, concerns with ethics violations are that, yes, those are serious concerns.
Which I understand.
And I think in this particular case, I think it was more, I'm going to go with a lack of knowledge. We're all very young in the game.
New.
And especially when it came to the state ethics policy and some of the revisions that they have made. So as chair, basically I think that this just serves as a warning. Mm-hmm. To pretty much to all of us in all seriousness that you know, we have to be careful with it. I know it came into play the other day at the joint board meeting mm-hmm. and obviously it'll come into play when we discuss anything with the part-time potential here with the town clerks and in a small town it's very difficult to find people A, willing to take on these positions and B, to do it in a fair and just manner. So I think we've learned a lesson here. And we can move on, and we will revisit, I guess, the full-time benefits to make sure that we can get that agreed upon prior, and then I will recuse while you discuss the part-time benefits. And I think that that's probably going to be the best way of going forward and making sure that we maintain that fairness and ethical
agreed
position. So.
Yep.
So with that being said, we're good there. Full-time and part-time benefit package rework. So we have to obviously go back to the full-time package.
And I am going to recuse myself.
I appreciate that. I know. So had the opportunity to obviously consider quite a bit, think about things like where we are with the town budget, where we are with hiring, where we are with a lot of things. My concerns are that I still want to issue a stipend, plain and simple, for not taking insurance. I just, especially after having had, you know, Max came forward with one of the previous discussions and mentioned perhaps cutting it back a little, and got me thinking, having talked to some other residents, it is my belief now that maybe we need to start a little bit lower, a little bit smaller.
Maybe thinking five?
I was thinking around the 4 or 5. I was initially thinking just a round number of like
$100.
I was going to go 150, mm-hmm. but I can be talked into 175, say, per week.
Oh, I didn't need to be talked into anything.
So, but I was thinking that 150 to 175 range per week, which still averages out to 600, between 600 and 700 for the month.
Yep.
Still a car payment, when you put it in that perspective. And it won't necessarily break the bank, if you will. Because a lot of people that are coming forward to look for these jobs are, if they're not taking the insurance, they're not taking the insurance. Like looking at the stipend as an addition, I don't think that somebody would say, well, I was going to take the insurance, but I think they'll take the extra cash instead. I don't think we're going to have that situation. Mm-hmm. But I still think that we need to be offering something, which is why, like I said, that was my proposal on the...
I agree with you 110%.
Yep.
How I came... where I, we, whatever, mm-hmm. came up with 7 was it was enough to make a difference in somebody's pay, but at the same time, it was saving the town $4. So, say we take the 11, what was it, 1097? I think it was 1097 an hour, is what it kind of figured out to be.
I think, yeah, somewhere around
11. I want to say it was in the 11s, but I...
Okay, so let's split that right in half. We'll do, so 5. I guess it doesn't even really
so 5 would be 200.
Yeah, it doesn't even really need to be done by the hour. It could be, like you said, just a flat rate per week. I mean, I'm good with either 150 or 175.
You don't want to try the 175. That's kind of between a 4 and 5.
I don't know if this matters. Yep. I talked to Wheelock. Yes. Their stipend is $427.95 a month.
Well, that's a nice round figure for
us. Exactly what I said. It works out to about $357 an hour. Is what Wheelock has now.
So you want to try 175? Because the nice thing about being a board, we can look at it, and if this doesn't work, if we need to up it, especially next year, if we're trying to hire and retain, this is something we can always work on and put forward further. So,
175 is fine with me.
Okay, so if we're in agreement, 175 it is for per week stipend. Yeah, that's probably keeping with what you had mentioned before, Max, too. I'm fine with the paid time off. I didn't have any issues there. I don't know if you...
No, the paid time off. I like doing the PTO.
Instead of the breakdown?
Yeah, because it just... We all have lives. We all have things going on. So if you're just not feeling it today, you don't need to make up an excuse and have that be a fireable offense because you lied. You just...
Yeah. I don't feel like coming into work. Yep.
Yeah.
Fisher biting, the golf course
whatever.
Is falling. Yep.
Whatever.
Hunt camp. Yep.
Are we going to do the addition of PTO time like we talked about? So if they were hired before June, was it July 1st?
Yes. Yep.
They get their paid time off increase at the beginning of the year, and then if it's afterwards, then they get it the following year.
Right.
That's good. That's
good. I'm good there.
Yep.
I think everything else I was fine with. You know, the holidays starting, the same thing. Like if the holiday falls on the weekend, then we'll backdate it.
That's employee policy.
Right.
It's not the best.
Okay. Very good.
That's actually been my written policy, by the way, select board members.
Okay.
Haven't seen your book.
For 43.
Because there isn't one.
For 43 years, we were paid.
Gotcha.
Don't make me come after you guys for that day's pay.
Well, we need to see these things, Max. You can't. That's the problem. That's why we need to hire somebody to keep these things down and get these into code for us or into.
I know.
Into writing, you know.
Like I always say, a policy of that's just the way we've always done it doesn't work. Like if that's the way we've always done it, it's fine. Just write it down. So. Me, and when I take off my town clerk hat and put my HR hat on, I know how to answer the question and do the payroll.
You guys probably won't believe this, but when I first started on the board, it was hard for me to get used to the good old boy network. And now you're looking at me like I'm the good old boy.
No, my previous career.
Now the tables have turned.
Yeah. It was always but that's the way we've always done it, so why do you want to change it, right? So...
And my thing is, I don't care whether we change it or not. Just write it down.
Right.
So when the question is asked, I know how to answer it.
So if it has been a past practice that that's what we've been doing, then we probably ought to continue on with it in that sense. However,
with at least, it's one day.
I understand, but
it's going to make a big issue over one day. I put it down in the book. It's a holiday.
Yeah, I know. I had that call today because you guys weren't answering the phone.
Oh.
So I had to revert back to what we had discussed at the meeting. So
we can talk about that on Friday.
But we'll we'll take care of that. So as far as the benefits go, I think that was all the benefits. Are we missing anything, Mark?
Real quick.
Sure.
Real quick. When would that stipend take effect?
So I think we were trying to get this thing written for August 1st.
August 3rd?
August 3rd, correct.
August 3rd is the first Monday.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't think we're going to have a meeting until August 7th. is the 12th. Okay. See, you know, thank you guys for keeping me on toes here and keeping me on the calendar. Until we get the book signed, it will not take effect. So that's our...
We're trying to get it done sooner than later.
Right.
For the new, when the new person starts,
right,
you have something to go by. And
I agree with that.
That way it's just, it's easier for everybody. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, we would prefer to get it started sooner than later, but...
Okay. No, that's fair.
But we also don't want to have three meetings a month.
No. Just one.
No. That's great. So as soon as we get that finalized and signed off on, then it goes into effect.
Okay.
So
I would say the pay period.
The pay period following, yes. Yeah. So it probably will be September that it'll officially
take effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever the last pay period is of August, because if you
right around
sign
there
and adopt it on
the 12th.
Then it can be whatever the following pay period is. I just don't know the dates off the top of my head.
And are you going to pay the stipend once a month? Is that what you're thinking? Or are you going to do it every week?
I would prefer to do it every paycheck.
Okay.
So, you know, like, it'll be in each
That's
paycheck.
What I meant by every week.
Yeah.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bi-weekly.
That's fine.
I know, like, Wheelock does it. It's accrued every month, but they pay it out once a year at Christmas.
So you get whacked with taxes.
Well,
I like every.
Yeah,
I think it should be every pay period. It just, to be honest with you, the accounting
it makes
wise,
it a lot easier.
Make it easier to do it each.
Well, that
week
and somebody, you know, somebody if they have kids or something, they can use that for their daycare or
yep.
whatever.
Right.
They've got it all the time instead of waiting until the end of the year.
Right.
Right.
And if somebody decides to leave, then you know they've been receiving
it's all paid out. We don't have to
all of a sudden fork up, you know, half of that. So.
Right.
Yep.
And it also, I think the same thing, make sure just the stipend's the stipend, it's a standalone amount, has nothing to do with overtime, has nothing to do with
retirement
benefits.
Understood.
So I think in keeping with the original intent that,
yep.
So I think that covers it. So I'll make the motion that we adopt it at the 175 and everything else as written.
Second.
Okay. So done. So that's full time. Now it's time for the part time.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do I have permission to interview our applicant?
Yes.
I would like to interview with them and then discuss it with. I don't want a meeting, but I'll get to you one at a time. Except for you, Kate, I can't.
Well, no, you can with the new hire.
Yeah, with the hire.
You can't just talk about whether we're going to fire Mark or not.
With Kate?
With Kate.
Mark, I never met this Mark guy, but he seems like he's a little aggressive.
So aggressive.
All I know is I want him on my side.
Yeah, right?
So aggressive. That would never be a word.
So yeah, I'll make that call immediately. I'll push for August 3rd for a start time, but it's getting pretty late.
It is. It is.
I'll leave that right up to him.
Sure.
Can I just ask a start question? If I do that?
Yeah, you can ask the question.
Oh. Well, if we're not going to sign this in until August 12th, you guys aren't going to sign this until August 12th, then really you can't have the start of this August 3rd, right? It would have to be after that.
I guess we can't.
So, yeah. Obviously you just adopted the new full-time
benefits
policy. The employee policy, if you're not planning on adopting it today, then we wouldn't be able to give them particulars about... like how holidays work and, you know, your rights of EEO and all the other legalese of the employee policy.
And the drugs. You won't be able to talk to them about how not to use drugs on the job.
There'll be no drugs.
Or at least not
There's
admit
drug
to
testing
it.
Here. There'll be no drugs.
Subsection D.
Or subsection D. So I don't know, like, I didn't get a chance to reread the policy with the corrections that you all made.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you guys have read it and you're ready to adopt it today, then you can adopt it today.
Well, there were some holes in it, though. I think there was,
okay.
like, the ethics attachment, I think, that needed to be in there. I wasn't sure exactly what we were putting in there. So one of my cons was, like, it goes here, but it wasn't there.
Hmm. I can email that to you. Yeah, next time just ask me. I have it on my...
I did mention it in the email that I didn't have that in there.
She did mention that. I did read that.
Yes, because I sent two versions. I sent a clean version and I sent the one showing the red line.
I put two and two together that we should actually send that to you.
I mean, I can print the policy if, and you guys can, obviously there's going to be work, but if just like the minutes, you can adopt it with the corrections.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I think we also have, excuse me, water went down the wrong way. The intent for wages and everything else so far that we just discussed for the highway crew, I think going back to the same 24 to 28, I think was our range.
Yeah, 24 was brand new.
Yep.
26 was
middle of the road, and 28 was
a benefits package that you already adopted.
Right.
That's not the employee policy.
Right. No, I'm saying, but that was included, which is obviously part of the offer.
Yes.
So basically what we just went over, I think you could go forward with
that.
Yeah, and utilize the 175 figure instead of the 280.
Yep. And if he's concerned about anything as far as the employee policy,
right,
he'll just have to wait.
Yeah, the policy, if you know, worst comes to worst, if he's concerned, I mean, we're basically utilizing the Wheelock policy as a framework for help in that. And I mean, it's probably going to be practically rewritten here tonight anyway. I think the last couple things we were waiting on was that addendum, and then basically the two discussions on full-time and part-time, right? I think we're the...
Yeah, I think it was just the more question of like how we're breaking it out in the policy, and maybe that's not a big edit, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a huge edit. I think, you know, if we can come to at least a verbal agreement on it and then sign off on, then it could be potentially ready for August, so...
Just that way Max sits there having both conversations,
right,
and it's not holding
well,
him up.
It makes us look more professional than a bunch of...
It would be nice to have it done.
Yeah, just...
Right.
Then we don't look like a bunch of clowns.
This job isn't easy, guys. It isn't.
No,
you guys are kind of finding that out a little bit.
Nothing is hard.
Huh?
Nothing is hard. It's only as hard as you make it.
Hard as you make it. Okay. If you're still smiling, I'm happy.
Dude...
And you did this for 30 years, right? You were almost a
year. We're just here for a short visit.
Yeah, 36. We had some hard times. I was always recruiting a selectman, it seemed like. And I always said, don't worry about it. It's not a hard job. Geez, the worst thing we have to deal with is the neighbor's dog pooping on the neighbor's lawn or something.
Also, Eric and you went to some different schools together, but so nice to have them.
About the same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Both lie. You're old enough to lie.
And then the granite quarry hit. And then the wind towers hit. And then...
Oh, I forgot about the granite quarry, yeah.
There's always
those wind towers have been amazing.
Yep.
It has turned out, I think, to be a good thing.
Yes.
I don't know. I tell you what,
something is pretty rough getting there, though.
We had some long, long, hard fights.
And we may be in touch coming up when we have to sit down and renegotiate. So that's going to be coming up here soon.
4 or 5 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, something to keep in the back of your minds.
I don't know that I'm on the best terms anymore because they destroyed the road in it.
Mm.
I sent them a bill for $18,000.
Well,
did they pay it?
They did.
They're over it already.
Yeah,
they're over it. That's $18,000.
Drop of the bucket.
Yeah, they don't. They don't get too nervous about that.
I guess. 23 loads that were. It took. There was 23 oversized loads that went out right in the mud. They went down Old Duck Pond until they couldn't anymore. Then they went out through Barton. So it probably should have been a bigger bill. We actually just billed them for the material, not the labor.
Maybe they got even with us and dumped all their old tires.
And that 23 trips was just moving that crane.
Thank you.
That big crane that they bring in there, it takes 23 tractor trailers to get it on site and get it back off site.
Oh, no, this is in those minutes. Or this is in those, not minutes, the...
This is the code of ethics.
Yeah, this was copy and pasted in there, but I guess I was thinking there was something else that we needed in there as far as the ethics go.
I think this was what we were basically going with.
Well, this is definitely in there, so I guess maybe I had a misunderstanding of what else needed to be in there, thinking there was something else, and maybe there just wasn't.
I think the only other thing that we did was we changed the gifts
to
make sure we had wording in there for, you know, small Christmas type things and, you know, the cookie stuff. Platters and whatnot. So
because people bring
shoes. Yes.
Maybe I needed to add that in there. Maybe that was
that might be
that I had to correct.
So I think
I'm going to take a step back to go to the part-time.
That's what I was going to say, because I think we've covered the full-time portions now. Right. I'm going to take a step back as well and let the two of y'all sort out the part-time benefit package portion of the employee handbook.
So in it, go ahead.
You need me to stay.
Did you have anything to talk about the projects, or are you all set? Just the hiring and the...
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and, you know, hopefully we can have this thing even finalized tonight, and then we're good to go, but...
And again, you guys are doing a good job. It's not easy. It's not always fun. But you got through that one, I think, pretty well.
Unscathed.
So, keep up the good work.
See you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Bye, Max.
See you on
Friday. Maybe.
He won't
say hi. So, what I did was, obviously, because we're the two part-time employees, I took the full-time package that you all had written up and I just tweaked it to work for part-time. So, like, in the wages, it just says offer candidates $20 an hour, zero experience, and then gradually step up accordingly for higher experience. Left the insurance the same. Pay time off the same. I changed the amount for the PTO because obviously we only work on average-ish 21 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the actual number of hours is changed on that. And then for the waived insurance, you see the two hash marks. Those in my original copy were red. These are just comments like that I was thinking.
Yes.
That I have a hard time with this one because obviously if we are given insurance, it costs the same amount whether we're part-time or full-time. But obviously I also don't want to add an additional cost to the taxpayer because we've been here 3.5 years and we haven't been receiving this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning towards no waive fee payout for us because normally for part-time employees, there are no benefits. There's usually you accrue sick time and that's it. So to me, I feel like the benefit package is more than adequate for a part-time employee without adding a stipend to the top of that.
Yeah,
and then
usually you have to work 32 hours to get any sort of benefit whatsoever.
Correct. And obviously we are well below that. I mean, obviously I'll say it's an average. So if we take all the days we're voting or select board meetings and all that, like I come out to roughly 23 and a half hours a week and Felicia's about 20 and a half hours a week. So I don't know. I feel like without the stipend, it's already an amazing benefit package for part-time employees that are under 30 hours a week. And obviously, if it became an issue in the future, it's something that the select board could always, like if we retire, it's something that can always be looked at by the board at that point if it's becoming an issue finding somebody that will run for the election or finding somebody to appoint for the assistant.
Then should we add some wording in here that says something about 32 hours?
I personally would just take out the whole waived insurance section. Just take it out.
Yeah, see, over the last week or
that so. Way, because if you start putting stuff in there, then...
It implies it.
Right. Whereas if you leave it out and you want to put something in 10 years or however down the road you want to make that paragraph, then you have a clean slate to work with and you don't have to backtrack something you do now... like hourly rate wise, or not hourly rate, but the number of hours worked wise in order to put something else in. But obviously that's discussion for you. That's just my two cents. you two can do however you feel.
But if you guys needed insurance, it would cost the town $11 and change per hour for insurance.
Yep.
For the family plan,
yes.
That's
true.
Yep. Which you both have families.
Which we would, yes.
But if they don't take it, then...
And I will say this, if unless it would change your opinion on how to word it, I won't be taking the stipend even if you offer it. I will decline to take it anyways.
But we're creating these policies as like a policy. That's something we're going to use in the future too. So like, you know, if you...
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If you don't put it in now and we leave, you can always change it and amend the policy at that point.
Or you can put it in there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
that's up to you.
So over the last 2 weeks since we had the complaint there, and I've been thinking about, you know, how this would go anyways. You know, the paid time off and all that stuff, that was fine, but I was having a hard time with the stipend part of it, which I understand that the part-time employees are entitled to insurance, but... because they're only working 20 to 25 hours a week, that amount of money was what I was having a hard time with. So, with that being said, you know, I agree with Erica at this point in time, which I know I'm probably not supposed to, but, you know,
I don't think that's a conflict. Okay.
Well, I just want to be clear. But anyways, I say we take the, you know, the stipend right out of it, and you know, in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, like she said, you know, if it does become an issue or whatever, and we're having a hard time getting qualified help or whatever, then, you know, maybe we have to up the pay scale per se, but not, you know.
I just want to ask an hours question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And kind of like ties into like a full-time or part-time employee, but, you know, it sounds like we're talking about possibly hiring a minutes clerk. And I guess I'm just maybe thinking out loud here, but like, would either of you be up to just working an extra day? No? Okay. I'm just testing the waters.
You give me your
testing the waters.
You like your part-time job.
I like it being part-time. Get
I
to spend time.
I kids, and it makes it a little tough.
Oh, no,
gotcha.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there that, like,
yeah, no.
If there was a potential for one of you to be full-time, you know, is that anything either of you would be interested in? Like, would that help? Would that hurt things? I don't know. I'm just talking here.
I know I wouldn't be interested in that.
No, okay.
I currently wouldn't be either.
Okay.
That solves that.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, you know, if we're going to pay for the time being just sort of like a trial, just $150 a meeting or whatever as needed, it's a lot of money, but it's not.
Because if you think about it, if a meeting is on average 2 hours for the meeting,
right,
and then 3 or 4 hours after the meeting to do all of the
so
minutes
four,
and everything,
six.
If you're six into 150,
it's $25 an hour.
Yep.
We don't have to give them anything, no big time off, nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Should we clarify, though? I know this is a little different, but I'm just talking out loud. Should we clarify in our employee handbook that a full-time employee is 32 hours plus a week, or is it 40 hours a week, and then anything less is part-time? I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but...
I think the wording that we had talked about last meeting was we changed... The wording had changed in the handbook from 35 to 40 hours a week for a full-time employee to 40 hours a week is what I think we had
talked about,
but we didn't specifically say anything less is part-time that I know.
I don't think we need to, do we, really? Or is it implied or not really?
I mean,
I would consider it implied myself.
Yeah.
That a full-time employee is defined by this.
Right.
Therefore, if it's not defined by that, then it is this.
Right.
Fair.
But just so you know, I think when I recall, that's what the update was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can understand it, but I don't love it because I feel like, because I know that if you took insurance, it would cost the town something, and
it would.
And that's hard for me to.
So it's like you're taking something away from them because they're not taking insurance, is what you're getting at.
Well, if I make a suggestion, take it or leave it. I know I'm supposed to recuse.
No, but you can talk.
You
but
can have an observation.
I know for the full time, I was thinking about adding this in as well, but employees hired under previous policies should be able to keep the previous policy if so desired. So if we are leaning towards part-time not receiving benefits or not receiving, if Eric or Felicia does need to go, if either do need to go back and take insurance down the road, that they would still be authorized to.
No, absolutely.
So,
well, I think no matter what, you can take insurance if you need it.
So, but I mean, we just need to make sure insurance. that's in there, especially for part-time versus full-time, if that's a mm-hmm. case. But
Erica?
With that being said, you reminded me of a good point, that we are hired under a policy where our insurance is paid for 100%.
Oh.
There's some good news.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Right.
Because you're not paying 20% of the bronze plan.
Correct.
And I think you do have the health savings account.
And I have the HRA.
I have nothing.
Why don't you have an HRA?
I just never asked for one.
But potentially a compromise.
What if part-time employees were offered an HRA?
In lieu of a
stipend?
So if you don't take the insurance, you can get an HRA to help with prescriptions.
Only part-time employees, though.
Yes. And what would this HRA?
How much is earn? The HRA's to
pay? So mine's.
What does that look like?
So we usually it's $4,000 a person. So like Max's HRA is $8,000. Mine's $4,000 because it only covers me.
Per year.
Per year. And to put that in perspective, I have utilized it a lot in 2 hamstring surgeries, reattaching 3 hamstrings back to the bone, and I still haven't. And all the physical therapy and everything, and I still have not gone over the HRA for the last 3.5 years.
So that would be less than $400 a month. It would be like 360-ish.
Right. And it's only what you use. So like this year, I'm not going to come anywhere close to the $4,000.
So we bring it back up to the $4,000 mark every year.
Right.
So
it's
every January 1st, it becomes $4,000. So if you spend nothing, you get nothing. If you spend it all, you get $4,000.
No, you only get what you spend. So if I go to the doctor, if I go to a physical therapy one time and the copay is $35 and I pay the copay, which gets paid for by our HRA, the amount of the expenditure for this year would be $35.
That's what I mean.
That's it. Like, I don't get $4,000.
No, if you, yeah. What I'm saying is if your HRA at January 30th or December 31st was empty on January 1st, it would have $4,000 in it.
Correct.
I'm good with that.
But if they don't use it, it just doesn't get used.
Correct.
That's fine. You know, if you do
that. That's how it would be for me. I just wouldn't use it because my insurance pays for everything.
But HRAs, can't they also, or no, maybe that's an FSA I'm thinking of. I was thinking like you could even use it to buy like face wash or.
Yeah, no.
That's like
Band-Aids
a that's
or something.
That's an HSA.
Right, it's an HSA.
Yeah.
Or an FSA. Right.
Too many
numbers. Too many. We got too many numbers.
Sounds like, sounds like the federal government.
We'll keep it on the QT and
yeah.
And
the
DL.
Yeah, all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what?
So that's what Eric was saying, is that if there needs to be wording in there that states, like, though we may fall under the new policy, that if for some reason I have to take insurance, like the policy I was hired under and Felicia was hired under, it's 100% coverage.
That's fine. We can't take it back, so that's fine. We're good with it. I'm good with it. You good with it?
I'm fine with that.
And then just because I learned this today, so in... honesty tends to bite me in the ass at some point. Elected officials do not fall under FLSA, so we do not fall under the Fair Labor Standards Act.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that none of these things you're required to offer me. There's no overtime, there's no
We also want to be able to hire and retain stuff.
So though some towns it matters because town clerks whether if they work over the 40 hours. Like if I work over 40 hours, you don't have to pay me overtime because I don't fall under the FLSA as an elected official.
Fair Labor Standards Act.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
I literally just found that out. You were today years old when you learned that.
Yeah.
Correct. So I just wanted to put that out there so that you guys knew that as an elected official, I don't fall under that.
All right. Well.
But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you're like, well, we're not giving. Obviously, you want to make sure that going forward, people want to work here.
Let's just say you want people to be happy to come to work because they're a lot happier to deal with for the. For the town,
right?
Taxpayers, whatever, and you're a lot nicer to be around. And it's just, if you're happy to come to work, you're gonna do a better job. Pure, plain and simple.
Right.
And I don't know much about anything, but
you know that.
I do know that. Cheap help isn't good, and good help isn't cheap.
All right. So what are we thinking? Allow part-time staff to maintain. Their, is it benefits package, is what we're calling it, that they had it higher?
Yeah.
If they choose.
Mm-hmm.
And in lieu of a waived insurance stipend, part-time staff are offered an HSA to help cover the $4,000 per year.
Yes.
As a benefit.
Yes. Feeling yes, because I do feel that if they don't take insurance, they should get something.
Absolutely.
Because I'm fair if anything else, nothing else, you know, so yes, I second that.
Okay, well, I make the motion on all of that I just said then.
I didn't want you to have to repeat it, so.
So moved. So moved.
So moved.
All right.
You got all that, Felicia?
Yes. Almost.
Excellent. You can't quit yet.
How many times do you have to back that recording up and then hit play? I bet it's quite a bit, because I used to have to do minutes in Zion. It was... a lot of.
Actually, I try not to have to listen to them again, to be honest. Like, I try to, like, take enough notes that I don't have to, but, like, yeah. The ones where I'm not here, it is kind of convenient to hit pause so I can take my time to write it. But
so, if you want, you can make a motion to adopt the part-time employee, and I named it part-time town clerk's office staff, so that we were sure to make sure that this did not involve the employees at the transfer station, because they are also part-time.
Well said.
And that is really separate.
Yes. Okay. It is very separate.
Yes.
Good cut. They are covered under a different policy.
Correct.
Yes.
What I can, if you want to make the motion to adopt it with the wording for the HRA and the wording, if you will, for grandfathering the two current employees under the insurance, you can adopt it that way, and then I will edit it and get it all around to you.
I think we should adopt it that way.
Agreed.
I make a motion to adopt it that way.
So moved.
So moved.
You say second.
I second it.
And we are going to vote.
Aye.
There we go.
I didn't know we
were. And you are going to
recuse.
There it is.
Somebody needs to steer me in the right direction.
Yes.
We all need some steering.
That's why we need to make sure whoever we hire as a minutes clerk
has some knowledge of how Roger's we're supposed rules to move and things and all of that. Rules.
You suppose we could get a GPS in this room? Get me to where I need
to. Yes, we could steer you in the right direction. So I did after, because in the last meeting you guys adopted the Code of Ethics Investigation Enforcement Policy.
I have to make
edit, so you can't even sign it.
Nice
so
to meet you.
Take that. Yes. I'll put that in the next meeting. But we do if you guys want to talk about the personnel policy, then we need to go into executive session to talk about the lawsuit.
Correct.
As well.
So the finalization portion, we've got both the full and part-time. The only thing that we need to make sure, I think, in the full-time is just to add in that language about grandfathering in previous employee. In this case, it's going to be basically one employee.
Yep.
I think, if anything, this probably benefits him more.
Let's use the wording that we
use. Let me pull his policy.
But I just want to double check.
Whichever policy they were hired under or new policy is greater
yep.
or a better benefit.
So it's just good to give the employee the option because like our federal retirement system changed and people were given the option to either go with the new one or the old one or sort of a hybrid. Mm-hmm. And the smart ones went with the hybrid, primarily keeping the old and then having that 401k extra. But yeah, because not all change is good.
So we're adding the line that you're going to offer to grandfather the previous employee policy, or they could take the new.
Right,
whichever is greater.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just double checking to make sure, because I'm
so
pretty sure.
So the current policy that, like, I have no idea what Max's policy is, because I created the HR files when I got here, and there is no record of what he was hired under or anything.
Well, we only have to worry about it for a little while longer.
Right.
And what we know
but
of anyway
Mark
is he's 100% covered.
Mark does say 80-20 split for the insurance.
Okay. Good. So this is the 80-20 plus is what we're doing.
Right.
The other thing that we may need to do is just make sure the language specifies that family plan, because I think we just have it in there as bronze. Mm-hmm. So I think for whichever it needs to be put that we will offer the family plan. And I think that's for all employees.
Because the $27,000 is the cost for the family plan.
Correct.
So say we get the new hire that Max wants to talk to, that's mm-hmm. going to be a single plan, so the premium will not be as much.
Okay, understood.
If you want to know the premium, I can pull that too.
It's not important.
Okay.
No, I think we're good there. So I think those were the only changes that I might suggest.
Nope.
That would need to be changed in the part-time employee one too.
Probably in both.
Because it just doesn't specify family,
right.
So that would have to be.
Because mm-hmm. I think as long as we're all on the same page, we're thinking.
No, I agree.
On this side, and if you're thinking on that, yeah. So, I think.
More. Oh, this is going to be an awkward sentence. The mm-hmm. more unilateral we can make it.
Oh yeah.
It's just easy for everybody.
Right.
Amen.
Right. It's primarily easy for our staff,
it's hard
our HR staff.
Take the
yeah.
town clerk hat off and put
yeah.
the HR hat on, and there's four people here, and every single person has a different policy.
No, we're not
and
doing
you're
that.
Like, who are you, and what
Everybody.
Do you have?
Right.
It's not fun.
All right, so I think that with that being said, I'm good to adopt the finalization of the employee handbook with the changes as made in tonight's meeting.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we can adopt that, get it, obviously, I mean,
hit the press.
Send the edits out, Kate, if you're good with doing that, and then we can sign it down here, and it will take effect sooner than later, so.
Yeah. That way, I think, new employee will have something.
And what I'll do is,
I haven't actually made any notes on like the full time, so you might have to make those changes.
I think really the only big change was the stipend was
yeah.
dropped to $175 a week.
That was the only change.
And then the family.
And then
add
the wording for the family plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe up to and including the family
up
bonds
to, yes.
plan.
Sure.
Because obviously we're not going to give the family bonds
right.
plan.
Right.
But we'll give them the option because there's also the potential that somebody might have a family but still only need just their own.
Or choice. They might start here as a single
yeah.
and then become a couple and then become a family.
Yeah,
fair.
So.
And that's what we hope.
And it could go the other way too. Start as a family and all of a sudden only need one.
No, because
it's
abuse.
No, I've done that before. It's not that much fun.
No, I can imagine. I'm not saying it is. All right, so I think with that being said, do we have anything, any other binding
no,
on the record?
No, I just got to talk about the lawsuit.
No, I know.
Exactly.
That's why I was.
I don't want to go into bed.
Executive session?
So just press pause.
Okay. And we're back in session at 7:35.
I move that we adjourn the July 15th meeting at 7:35.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Done.
See ya.